Joining us from Pittsburgh, a former manager of the A's and the Brewers and a bench coach here as well, averaged 92 wins a year in his 4 years of managing the Oakland A's. And that is Ken Maka. Mark, how are you?
I'm all right, Marty. How are you?
Very good, very good. I love the matchup today of Mike Leake and Gerrit Cole. I know you've done a lot of TV work for the Pirates. Tell us a little bit about Gerrit Cole. Now, I use the numbers, and, you know, I got the numbers here, and he's had a tough August. What's up with him?
Well, I think a couple things happened with him. He may be fatiguing a little bit and losing a little bit of his location. But I thought that his strength was he throws a little bit from middle to the right side of the rubber, the third base side of the rubber, and particularly on right-handed hitters, he's able to crossfire his fastball and hit that low odd corner. And like I said, I think he's gotten a little tired his last few starts. He hasn't been able to reach out and hit that corner. The ball's kind of wandered back into the strike zone, and they've hit him a little bit. But he still has great stuff, and he's a bit of a bulldog out there on the mound. He reminds me a little bit of Roger Clemens, his type of attitude. And they're grooming him to be a number one starter, and he's going to be there someday. He's got a slider. He doesn't throw many change-ups, and consequently, you know, his pitch count gets up a little bit, and then he's out of the game, you know, after seven innings. So I think one of the things that they want to do with him is get him to be able to throw something soft, get some early in the count outs. But he's had a great season so far, with the exception of these three starts here in August.
Yeah, you want to limit the pitches so you can go deep in the game. You had that issue with Dan Haran. Remember Dan Haran? You always wanted him to get early outs in the pitch count, and then he would use up all the pitches, and you'd have to yank him.
Well, his Dan Haran, in his case, he had that split finger, and that was more of a swing and a miss pitch than put the ball in play. So we did encourage him a little bit to try throwing a straight change, but that didn't really work. So when you're striking out a lot of people, as he did, you know, you average a strikeout per inning, you're going to be throwing a lot more pitches. The idea, I feel, has always been, and the Pirates kind of have adopted that philosophy to a certain extent, is have him put the ball in play early in the count. Get ahead. You want the hitter to hit the ball, but you want him to hit on the handle or on the end. So being able to change speeds either slows the guy's bat down or speeds it up. And then you throw the other pitch and you get a miss hit and early in the count out.
Wow. All right. Ken Maka with us. Wonderful Major League Baseball managing. Mark, I always respect, I learned so much baseball from you when you're out here. For Cole, he's thrown 155 innings, 154 strikeouts, 35 walks, 9 homers, and 7 of them at PNC Park. Is PNC Park a homer place?
Well, for left-handed hitters, down a right field line, it's short. They've got a porch there. They call it the Clemente Wall, and that's a short porch there. In left center, they call it the Bermuda Triangle, so to speak. The north side notch, they call it, and that's pretty deep. So if you can keep the ball in the middle of the ballpark and not let left-handed hitters pull it down the line, it's not a home run park. I think if you really looked at the Pirates' ERA home and away, they have a terrific home record, and their ERA is a lot lower at home because they try to get them to, you know, hit that ball in the bigger part of the ballpark.
They shift all the time, and you remember Brad Fisher, of course, who worked with you in Milwaukee, and Dave Jouse is there as well, and they've got all the numbers, all the stats, and Alex Pavlovich, who covers the Giants for CSN Bay Area, said Clint Hurdle comes to the post-game meeting with all the numbers already written down on his piece of paper. The Pirates really get into the numbers, don't they?
They have, yeah. They have an IT guy. I've sat down and had lunch with Brad, and he kind of explained to me exactly what they do. And when they have their meetings, the IT guy comes down, and they go over that. But it's a big part of the game, you know. And when I worked for Art out there in Oakland, I was basically in charge of setting the defense, and I did all the charting myself by hand. So I had that sitting in the dugout with me, what all the hitters did, and, you know, if they pulled the ball or whatever, if we had to shift or move around. So I'd go through it with every hitter sitting there on my lap, knowing exactly where we wanted to play the guy. And I think, you know, over the long haul, we did very well positioning our guys. Now, the Pirates have kind of taken it an extra step. They overshift quite a bit. That's just, for me, that's the nature of the hitters now. You know, you got a lot of guys, they're going up there, try to hit a home run, they're going to pull the ball. And with total disregard for the other side of the field, whereas, you know, if they try to stay inside the ball, hit a ground ball the opposite way, they're going to wind up getting on base. So I think the game has kind of evolved a little bit where there's more premium paid on, you know, the guys hitting the home runs and pulling the ball. And, you know, I had Prince Fielder up there. You could have pulled him all the way, everybody on the other side of the field. Because that's exactly what he wanted to do, is pull the ball all the time so he could hit home runs and drive in runs and make his money.
Well, the shift works, I'll tell you that, and we see it every day. Mike Leake goes against the Pirates. And Mike Leake, you know the numbers. He loves to pitch against the Pirates. You look at McCutchen and Walker and Alvarez, three homers, 158 at-bats against him. Not a big guy. But the Pirates, to me, look like a team that maybe a right-handed starter can do some damage with. Mike Leake has had tremendous success against the Pirates. He's seen Cole already four times this year, and the Pirates have lost all the games to the Reds in those outings. What do you see with Mike Leake?
Well, Mike is, you correct me if I'm wrong, he's not overpowering.
No.
Okay, he doesn't have that plus fastball. He's more of a guy that can spot the ball. One of the things, there's two things that the Pirates hitters are a little weak on, changeup and curveball. And that's kind of up Mike's alley. If he's able to command the curveball and throw his changeup over, those are pitches that give the Pirates a little more trouble. So if you noticed last night, Baumgartner threw more breaking balls than he normally does.
Yes.
He threw some more off-speed pitches. So as the season progresses, every team's got their IT guys. They're seeing what the hitters can hit and what they can't. And that's one of the plus. That's why Adam Wainwright always pitched good against the Pirates. He had that good curveball and a pretty good changeup, and he kept the Pirate hitters off balance.
Boy, great report. You know, it's so funny you said that because I'm watching the game last night, and after the first inning, I said, gee, maybe he doesn't have as good fastball tonight because he was throwing a lot of stuff that was softer. And I guess for the lefty against the Pirates, that's what you have to do. Good insight on that. I appreciate that. The Pirates, the home record is unbelievable. They're chasing the Cardinals again. How good are the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Well, they've got some areas where they're very strong, probably as strong or stronger than anybody in the league. And the number one area is their bullpen. They've got a tremendous bullpen. If you look at last night's game, their starter goes out there and gives up some runs, brought in the bullpen. You saw, I think, three pitchers out of the bullpen last night, Joe Blanton being one of them, one of the guys I had in Oakland.
Now, let me ask you that. How do you like Joe Blanton? He's pitching great. I thought he should be in the rotation.
Well, you know what? You could probably do that, but you'd screw your bullpen up. You know, to me, that's been such a strength. I mean, they had an opportunity in the eighth inning to tie the ball game with Alvarez up there. And the reason they had that opportunity is these pitchers are basically shut down. The bullpen shuts everybody down. So if you have a good bullpen, when you go behind in the game and you go to your bullpen and those guys come in and give you an opportunity to get back into the game, that's what you want. And then if you go six innings and you have the lead, you know, you're going to see the other guys. You're going to see the fellow they picked up from Detroit, the right-hander, and then Watson and Melanson. And those will be your seven, eight, nine inning guys. But Joe Blanton's done a tremendous job. He's, I think, 3-0, maybe even 4-0. Pitched well in some extra inning games. I mean, he's did a tremendous job. And, you know, they picked him up from Kansas City for basically nothing. And I believe Joe last year didn't pitch at all, you know. So, you know, Joe signed with Kansas City. A friend of mine was the scout for the Royals that went out there and watched him pitch in January. Timmy Cronroy, who was a former number one pick for the Oakland A's when Charlie Finley was there straight out of high school. And he went out and scouted him. And, you know, Joe developed a tremendous work ethic as he progressed as a player, and they say he's just in great shape, and he said his arm felt well, very good, so he got back in the game and got a chance to get to the World Series. But I've talked about the bullpen. I think they've done a great job of building a fabulous bench. You know, if you look at last night's game, when you have Neil Walker and Pedro Alvarez coming off the bench to pitch in, pinch hit, you've got guys that are not only veterans, but guys that have a sizable number of at-bats, and they're able to go up there and give you a quality at-bat. They also have a lot of players that can play multiple positions. You have Gong and Harrison and Morris. These guys can move around, and Rodriguez, they can move around the field just about in every position. So when you're going to double switch or pinch hit for somebody, or, you know, try to move the pitcher around in the order, you're able to do that. So I think their bench strength is just fabulous. Their lineup with McCutchen in there, I think Gregory Polanco and Marte and McCutchen in the outfield, their defense is terrific in the outfield. They got great speed out there. They have the ability to steal some bases. I think Polanco has done a great job of progressing this year. He's staying on pitches. He's hitting the ball the other way. He kind of ran out of gas at the end of the year last year. So I think they got a formidable team. Now, I haven't even talked about the starting pitching. The starting pitching, really, in the first half of the season, carried him. A.J. Burnett made the All-Star team, as did Cole. Liriano has done a great job for him. So they got three guys there. Now they picked up Happ. He's done a pretty good job. Locke is probably their fifth guy. And then Charlie Morton on Thursday night, he wound up throwing a shutout, a 6 2/3 shutout inning. So they got a formidable rotation also. So I think all the pieces are in place. The only thing that I think could really hold them back is to get into the one-game situation what they did last year, and Bumgarner come in there and pitched a great game, and the Pirates went home. So if Gerrit Cole can be the guy that goes out there and pitches that one game, if they don't catch the Cardinals, you know, and then they've got a great chance. I think their chances are a lot better when they play a 5 or 7-game series than they do that one game.
Boy, great report, Mark. I really, Ken Maka with us. Great to talk ball with you. Really, it's a pleasure. One last thought for you, and I know you got to go. Marlon Byrd comes in, and you've seen Byrd over the years, and he hit Locke very well. He's hit lefties well. He hits Cole very well, and Liriano. I always say, you know, put a guy in and where he can succeed, but you know Byrd from many years. What do you see with Marlon Byrd these days?
Well, I think that's a good pickup for the Giants, particularly if Pence is out for a little longer period than the time than they see. But Byrd, I think he gives you a great at-bat. 2 years ago, the Pirates picked him up, and during their stretch run, he was probably their best player as far as his at-bats were concerned. He winds up becoming a free agent at the end of that year, and I thought if the Pirates didn't have those three outfielders that I did mention, Marte, Polanco, and McCutchen, they would have probably kept him on, but they went ahead and let him sign with Philadelphia. But he grinds out his at-bats. As you saw yesterday, he's got some power. Yeah. You know, he's going to hit a home run or two. And he was a thorn in the Pirates' side when he's with Cincinnati this year. I mean, you talk about Leak being a thorn in the side with the Reds, but the Byrd guy was also. So I think it's a great pickup for the Giants. He gives you an intense at-bat. Gives you a solid bat all the time and can go deep. So if you get the good pitching and keep the game close, those guys that hit those home runs make a big difference.
Boy, and the save can come at any time, as you taught me. And Bochy did it last night, brought Romo in the 7th inning.
He did. But I thought that, you know, he took Romo out at the right time. He had the left-hander warming up. Alvarez is coming up the pinch hit. And that kid came in and did. He's got a nice hard slider, that kid. What's his name?
Osich.
Marty?
Osich.
Pardon me?
Osich.
Yeah. And good hard slider. On the TV here, he was throwing those sliders 90 mile an hour, and he wound up putting Alvarez away. That was a big pitch also. But Romo and Osich, a good job. And then, of course, Casilla come in Another guy had in Oakland. It looks like he's had a great career. Comes in and gets a save last night.
Yeah, number 30. Hey, Mark, I appreciate you being on as always. You know the game cold, and I love talking ball with you, so thank you so much for coming on.
All right. Hello to all the guys, all the people out there, and enjoy the season again. I mean, what a great run the Giants have had,
yeah.
You know, and hopefully for the Giants fans, that'll continue.
Yeah, it's not over yet. Mark, thanks so much.
All right, you're welcome.
All right, that is Ken Mock, a former manager of the A's and the Brewers, and love the Bay Area. And, boy, I'll tell you something, he never should have been let go as manager of the A's. That was a huge mistake the A's made. All right, more coming up right here in the Sports Leader.